Foundations of Amateur Radio. In the community of radio amateurs scattered around the planet, we have a habit of getting together with others to have fun in whatever shape that takes. The obvious ones are hamfests, car boot sales, raffles, and other amateur-adjacent pursuits. But we also do things like license training, weekly on-air nets, contesting, portable activations, climbing mountains or hills, setting up in parks or lighthouses. We set up on a field day, just for fun, and find reasons for any number of other activities. Some of these are solitary affairs, but many are best enjoyed shared with multiple friends, both old and new ones. Having been a member of this community since 2010, I've come to observe an aspect of this community that is odd, to say the least. We organise all these events, but rarely promote it beyond a single email to three people, if that. It's almost as if the average organiser thinks that their event permeates the community by magic osmosis. Even if there is any form of promotion, there's sometimes a date and time, but hardly ever does it show that time in UTC. Even if it's a radio event, it's like we've forgotten that radio waves pass through time zones, or there is a misconception that everyone on the planet knows what your local time zone is, let alone if it's summer or winter time at the time of the event. So, what does promoting your event look like if you actually want people to know about it? For starters, you should consider who you want to have as a participant. A local hamfest is unlikely to attract people from around the globe, but Friedrichshafen and Dayton are examples that contradict that notion. A VHF-only event might be intended for local amateurs, but what if it allows for satellite or digital contacts, like say via Allstar, IRLP or Echolink? Similarly, you might run a weekly on-air net, but have visitors from around the planet. The point being that your audience might not be exactly what you initially think. In other words, there might be people playing from further afield. Consider that when you announce what time the event starts and finishes. Speaking of finishing, adding an expected closing time is helpful for participants where only one member of the family lives and breathes amateur radio, and the rest just want to get on with their respective lives, so consideration is welcome. Aside from telling your audience when and for how long the event goes, adding a location is not optional. You'd be surprised how many events say things like, "It's again in the usual location," or "We're at the community hall," without ever publishing an address. I can tell you it's fun discovering that the name of the hall isn't unique. Now for the big one. After putting the information together about the event itself, where and how do you announce it? For starters, on your own website, in whatever form that takes. It serves two purposes: announcing to the world what is happening, but it's also the definitive place where the right information is published. This is important because things change, get cancelled, moved, updated, whatever. Life isn't static, so you need to define a place where the official announcement lives. At this point, I'd like to mention that this is often where promotion stops. It's easy to think that in your universe, everyone you know is aware of your website. But that's just not true. A single place to publish is not the end of the process. It's the start. Then you need to use things like the local news broadcast, the national news broadcast, the international news broadcasts, contesting websites and calendars, social media, Fediverse, and whatever else you can get your hands on. You need to include it in your own club news, in club newsletters from other clubs, on the local amateur notice board. You need to talk about the event on air, share it during on-air nets, and if it's recurring, tell the world that it's going to happen again next year. Nothing here is revolutionary. It's not like launching a rocket into space. This is basic common sense. And you, too, can do this. If you need help, ask. So, if you have an event that you want to have participants for, you need to make noise. Publishing the announcement at the local planning department in Alpha Centauri 50 years before the event is going to cause issues. As will defining the date for an annual event as, "When the June solstice is on a weekday, Monday through Friday, the weekend following shall be the weekend of the event, When the June solstice falls on a Saturday or Sunday, that weekend shall be the weekend of the event, but only for the winter field day. The summer one requires you to count back 4 weekends, or forward, depending on if you're talking about the spring or summer event, and add one if it falls on the weekend. In case you're wondering, no, I didn't make that up. It's real. I'll leave you to ponder how you'd add such an event to your family calendar. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.